Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So for a lot of parents, it is back to school. And you saw on Facebook and social media, you know, people with their kids standing there smiling. I'm blown away because my kids would not stand for a picture for back to school. Really, kudos to the parents doing it, because you have pictures, and I know these parents for years, they'll have pictures of their kids all the way from kindergarten or ECEC or pre-K all the way up through senior year high school, and they could show all the pictures and the kids are going to love it. But my kids, nah, they didn't like getting pictures taken. And it's also not just their fault why I don't have pictures of my kids going back to school. I would be in such a euphoria that I can't even speak without being so excited that I would kick their asses out of the car. I mean, we would be driving. I wouldn't even slow down the car. I would unlock the doors, and just go jump. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Get the hell out of the car. I'm sick of your butts already. See ya. So I never really stopped to take that moment in. And I'm seeing all these parents all excited that the kids are going back to school. And I mean, my one son already graduated and he was going to work. And the other one is, you know, finishing up summer classes for college. And so, you know, I don't have any of those pictures. So I will maybe one day, like, you know, okay, you're going to work, or you're actually, you know, going to get some cleaning supplies so you can, you know, clean a little bit. But it's interesting though, because I've had multiple patients, obviously, throughout the summer with COVID and kids having pink eye and all sorts of issues. And when the parents call and say school's starting, okay, rather than hearing that relief, it's that panic. Now, it's not the panic, like, okay, well, we need to hit the store and get our trapper keepers, right? Remember trapper keepers? And we have to get the pencils, and we have to get this, and we have to get this. It's not so much the back-to-school supply frenzy. Parents like that. And parents love going back, you know, getting the back-to-school supplies, you know, kids getting their colored pencils, getting excited about leaving the house. That's not it. It's different. I really picked up on this sort of apprehension. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. And I get it. You know, we closed the school year off with the Uvalde shooting. And that made a lot of parents nervous. And people were like, okay, well, you know, it's a horrible, horrible thing, but I don't think it's going to scare all kids because it happened early summer. No, it's still fresh. It's still very, very fresh. And our kids are going back to school, not with so much this fear of COVID, because I think everybody's kind of sick of it and done with it already, and a lot of kids got COVID anyway this summer. But they're going back with this attitude of, you know, teachers are a little nervous about going back, parents are nervous, the economy's weird, crime is you know, through the roof, and there's this lack of work ethic. Not so much by teachers, but this, look, I showed up, and we have such a teacher shortage. So, you know, rather than, you know, I'm going to sit there with Johnny, and I'm going to spend that extra hour and a half little Johnny needs to get through that, I think parents feel like teachers are overwhelmed. And in teachers' defenses, I believe they are. I think teachers are overwhelmed, overworked, and underpaid. And so when parents are about to send their kids, you know, many of them were calling in going, okay, well, what do I need? You know, should I get extra asthma inhalers? Should I, you know, what if the school doesn't do this? What if the school, and, you know, when I dropped off my kids, I felt very comfortable. I knew exactly what the school would do and what the school wouldn't do. And now there's this, okay, is the school going to handle this? Is the school going to, you know, what if there is another lockdown? Will I be able to access my kid? And so you have a lot of parents really rethinking this whole, you know, ritual of I'm going to dump my kids on their butts. I'm going to speed out the park, which you shouldn't be speeding out the parking lot. But, you know, I'm going to burn rubber. And then I'm going to go and enjoy now getting ready for fall. And I get it. It's still summer. I mean, I don't feel like it's back to school. I don't feel like it's fall because it's still hot and we got monsoon and all sorts of stuff. But for those of you parents that decided not to send your kids back, and you know, you're not being that illogical. I get it. You've all these shootings very fresh. You know, the Parkland shooting, the shooting that happened in Michigan school. I mean, we have some very, very nefarious, you know, people out there. And not only, you know, grown-ups, but kids. And it's a very, very scary time. You know, and you know, for those people that will hopefully get to enjoy a regular back-to-school season, it is exciting. You know, you got the fresh colors of the Crayola, you got the paper, you got the smell of first day of school. There's always a really, really good smell, and then it starts getting dingy, you know. But that first day, everything smells super, super clean, and it's so bright. And the teachers are happy to see these kids because they miss them. You know, because remember, the teachers are sick of their own kids. You know, that's why I love teaching so much because, you know, I mean, these were kids that didn't backtalk you and give you all that attitude. But if you want your kids to be prepared, what I recommend is a few things. Number one is none of this, you don't get a cell phone till you're of a certain age. I've changed my mind absolutely completely. And I know there's a lot of schools talking about we're going to take away your phones, so you concentrate, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. As far as I'm concerned with what happened in Uvalde, okay, these kids need to be able to call 911. All kids should be able to either have a phone or have one of those phones where they can at least call emergency services. Didn't they use that phone too? There's only like three buttons. One is call your mommy. Two is call 911. Three is like call another family member or daddy or, you know, whatever. So as far as I'm concerned, your kid should have that. Number two is I think your kid should have one of those backpacks that does have that Kevlar. They do sell these bulletproof backpacks. They might not protect somebody 100%, but it's something, you know? Number three is make sure your kids have some healthy snacks. I think that's really important. Make sure they're hydrated. Make sure they have either sanitizer or things to wipe up their hands, things like that. Because, yeah, we're going to start coming into cold season. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, very frightening footage of Anne Heche and her driving at, 80, 90 miles an hour, smashing multiple parts of, I guess, what is it, Mar Vista, Los Angeles? And until she ends up in a fiery crash, lives through it, and she's going to be taking a real long time to recover. And it was very frightening to see this because she drives, hits something, keeps driving, hits something else, runs into a house. And early pictures, or pictures, I guess, you know, before she got into her car, I don't know how they got snapped, showed alcohol in the, a bottle of alcohol in the cup holder. So there's a lot of questions going on, and she was driving a Mini Clubman. And I don't know if a Mini Clubman is hybrid. Again, whenever we see these fiery crashes, I really want to know what's going on in terms of battery and you know, and please, guys, reach out to me. The initial studies have all shown that fuel cars are the ones more likely to light up in flames. But when I see, you know, these fires, I just want to, you know, I don't know, I'm very, very nervous about people being in cars that could just light up and ignite, as we've had a few of those instances in my neck of the woods where people are alive and screaming and stuck in their car while it's aflame. I just want to know that we're not putting ourselves at higher risk if it's more of a electric car or a hybrid. Well, anyway, so Ann Hesh, they believe, was drunk and on drugs, or on drugs, when she plowed her car through a house before it exploded into a fireball. The actress is 53 years old and I believe had to be intubated. She had horrific burns from her crash. She is going to be investigated. From what we understand, LAPD officers will be collecting a sample of her blood in the coming weeks to find out if she was under the influence. And a picture taken by a witness before the crash showed her in her blue Mini Clubman with a, she said with a bottom, I think there's a typo in this article. It looked like there was a vodka bottle with a red top on it. And she looked a little glassy-eyed in the picture. Well, the homeowner said she watched her entire lifetime of possessions go up in flames. Lynn Michelle was photographed watching on in terror as her life's work erupted in a fireball after the actress tore through it at, quote, breakneck speed. She was on the sidewalk outside with her hands in her pockets, and 59 firefighters tried to battle the blaze. It took over an hour to put out. Hesh remains in the hospital right now with horrific injuries. And I believe she's the only one that got physically injured. When you look at her, you know, her eyes, she looks like she had, this is right prior to the accident, she looks like she has some rings under her eyes. She's in some ripped jeans. She wasn't wearing a bra. She's wearing a tank. Doesn't look like she was wearing a bra. You see a bottle, which it could be Smirnoff, I can't tell. And you know, it's just horrifying. And so, you know, when you see somebody who's that gifted an actress, and I, you know, for those of you who don't know what some of her work was, she was in The Juror in the 90s, and I think 6 days, seven nights, and she's been in multiple movies. In fact, she has a lot of things slated. The Idol, which is a TV series, Superquel, Chasing Nightmares, Awake. These are things in production. There's some post-production films. She has a very robust acting career. You know, some people were thinking originally, well, this is what happens when you lose, you know, your fame, and she's working. She was in Chicago PD. She was in 13 Minutes. She's been working. And again, a very gifted actress. But sadly, something's taken over. I don't know what demons she's fighting, but it could have affected and killed multiple people. LAPD sources told TMZ that Hesh may have been under the influence of drugs or alcohol. They're warranting her blood now. They said the minimum the actress could face is hit-and-run charges. She crashed into a garage, and then she took off. There is a GoFundMe page that was set up by members of her community. I believe they say that she's a kind and generous person. She narrowly escaped death following the horrific crash, but was forced to look on. Oh, this is good. This is for the GoFundMe page for the person who lost her house. Right now, the GoFundMe page that has been set up is at $66,890. And you see pictures of her two dogs. So for those of you that want to help the woman who lost her house, it's Lynn Michelle, M-I-S-H-E-L-E. And that's where the GoFundMe page is. But, you know, I've had friends who have turned to alcohol, and where their life is amazing. Their life should have, you know, nothing wanting. You know, has the family, has the job, has, you know, it looks like the perfect life. And you see this time and time again where people just, you know, make decisions and they choose things that will sadly, you know, could cause their demise or others, other demises. We lost a friend who turned to alcohol, and she, you know, had a family, and the family stuck by her side throughout this, but it was an illness that lasted for years until her liver just died, just gave out. And there's no helping. You know, these people don't want to drink alcohol. They don't want to do drugs, a lot of them. But they're hostage to it. They're victims to it. I know we're trying to get out of this whole victim mentality, and it's like, look, you know, you could lose weight, you know, you could get a job, you could, you know, we're trying to get out of this victim mentality, but what people don't understand is when you do have an addiction, that addiction is stronger than your will. And the reason why is it plays on your dopamine, it plays on your reward centers. You know, if somebody said, Dahlia, you just have to stop, you know, eating chocolate, it's not going to happen. I mean, that's not going to happen without probably years of community interventions and probably therapy and medications. You cannot tell me that if there's a piece of chocolate, I have to look at that as bad. Now, I could probably do it, but, you know, I couldn't imagine what somebody goes through when they're addicted to tobacco or alcohol or drugs. And so for somebody to be drinking during the day, and apparently she was on a podcast, and she was, you know, joking about it. She was joking about drinking and shots and things like that. And I get it, a lot of people in Hollywood, you know, but we really have an alcohol problem. We have a you know, a drug problem. We have a, I'm going to use this as an escape. And, you know, a lot of people don't feel sorry for Anne Hesh for what she did. She has an amazing, you know, career, making, you know, gobs and gobs of money, you know, fame and, you know, but I do feel sorry for her, and I feel sorry for anybody that can't fight those demons and can't, you know, stop that call they get mentally, that look, it's all going to get better, you know, and it's the easier way out. And for those of you that have never suffered from an addiction, like I said, the only thing I could even come close to is chocolate, you know, or, you know, being in a relationship where I know I should break up with the person, but it's just easier to just be with them sometimes. You know, that's what ends up happening. The withdrawal from alcohol, actually, alcohol withdrawal could kill you. Yeah, and I'm not saying Anne Hesh is an alcoholic. I'm just, you know, but my guess is she has probably some dependency for her to be drinking during the day and then driving like that, and, you know, but the withdrawal from a narcotic or the withdrawal from alcohol, which could be deadly, the withdrawal from a benzodiazepine or sleep aid is so tumultuous, so chaotic, so difficult that it's sometimes easier, it's oftentimes easier for the patient to go, you know what, I'll deal with it tomorrow. And that's what ends up happening. And then they feel like I can never deal with it. I'm going to be enslaved to this, and then they give up. And when they give up and give in, that's one of the most dangerous, dangerous times. And so for those of you that have friends that are, sadly, you know, you think, you know, falling into this sort of trap, you need to get them help. Doctors can do things. There's medications to help ease the withdrawal. There's inpatient. There's so many things that can be done. And I know so many people who are sober that have been able to overcome this. So it is doable, but it's just very hard to do alone. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Feds meet this week and are expected to raise interest rates to help curb the recession. An Egyptian-mediated ceasefire in Gaza began Sunday at 11:30 p.m. local time. Egyptian, Israeli, and Islamic Jihad officials said so far the peace has held after 3 days of fierce bloodshed. When America put Democrats in charge of American politics, they did so in a time of economic prosperity. That is since long gone in favor of recession and out-of-control prices. With the Inflation Reduction Act heading to Congress for final approval, Larry Summers was President Clinton's Treasury Secretary and says it's all good on Newsy.
This is going to make our economy better while at the same time contributing, albeit in a small way, to a reduction in inflation.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Guys, we are back. I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have been very, very frustrated with how we've been dealing with this monkeypox outbreak because it is spreading and it is not acting like the typical monkeypox that we know that was endemic to Africa. And I keep saying we need to probably call this a monkeypox 2.0 or an orthopox 2.0 or call it something else. And nobody wants to do that. What it seems like they're doing is they're changing the CDC website and they're updating the information about the virus to go, okay, well, it could also do this, or it might be an STD. And it predominantly affects gay men. And many doctors and health officials are like, okay, wait a second. Okay, the one we see in Africa isn't a predominantly gay man virus. And the distribution is different. You know, I said this from the beginning. Original monkeypox, and we spoke about monkeypox before, even before the outbreak. That's a virus you could get from animals. You could get from being scratched by an animal, a monkey, a prairie dog, a squirrel, a rodent. When it infects you, you could get a fever, lymph nodes swelling, feeling tired, feeling horrible, and then a rash would start. The rash would start on the face, then spread to the chest, arms, legs, and you'd get a bunch of spots. It could also be spread by respiratory droplet, breathing on somebody, touching somebody, being in close contact, just like a chickenpox or smallpox. Still fatal, not as fatal as smallpox, a little more fatal than chickenpox, but very similar in terms of you're close, you're getting sick, you're feeling bad, and then you get these spots. Differs a little bit from chickenpox in that you get the swollen lymph nodes and the spots come on differently. Now, that is the monkeypox that we have known that was originally detected in animals in 1958, first human cases in the 1970s, and this is the monkeypox that we have seen in Africa and that we know about. Men, women, household contacts get it, etc. What we're dealing with now, this is a different type of monkeypox. This, and even though it's still monkeypox, it's acting differently. 90-some percent of the cases are gay men. Men who have sex with men. We have a few cases of children. I think there's one in a pregnant woman. There's some cisgender women, we're being told also. But the majority in men who have sex with men. Rather than the virus starting on the face, some have reported that the spots are starting on the genitals. And so when a doctor goes, okay, you got some spots on the genitals, it's probably herpes or syphilis or something, it can't be monkeypox. Well, yes, it can be. It just, maybe it's a different monkeypox. Rather than getting spots all over the body, some of the spots just stay in the genital area. Rather than getting numerous spots, some are just getting a few. A couple spots. Rather than getting a fever, some people have no other symptoms. Just some spots. So this is different. It's acting different. Now, we don't have to call it a completely different virus, but, I mean, maybe we should call it a 2.0. Now, in the last 24, 48 hours, we do not have a change in the numbers. The CDC on Friday had 7,500 total U.S. cases. I'm looking right now. It still says 7,500 total U.S. cases, so it hasn't been updated in 3 days. All right? So don't think that it stopped. In terms of globally, we're at 28,220. Again, that number hasn't really been updated. Those are the numbers that when I wrote my article on Friday, same number. So it will go up. But the truth of the matter is we now have a virus that was usually isolated to the continent of Africa, now affects over 81 countries. Most of these countries have never seen monkeypox. And when you look at the map, and I did this article, you see West Africa, and you see where historically we've seen it, and then you see this virus in areas, I mean, all over. You see it in South America, North America, Europe, Russia. It seems to have a little small cluster, but then again, I don't know if we're going to get a lot of reporting. Japan, Australia, Indonesia area. So I think the only place we don't see it is Antarctica. So how? Where the virus usually doesn't have that sort of distribution. So we have a virus that is in an area it isn't usually. It's in a population that we don't normally see. I mean, it's not very... It doesn't usually pick a population based on sexual activity. It has a rash that's distributing differently. It's not so much, you know, starting on the face. It could be in the genitals. It's not a bunch of spots. It could just be a few. Might not even have a fever. So it's acting differently. To me, I think it should be called like a 2.0. Have a different name. Now, interestingly, During a media briefing this week, the World Health Organization and the Africa CDC echoed what I'm saying, echoed what a lot of people have been saying, say this is a little dissimilar from previous outbreaks. And in fact, you don't really see a gay men preponderance with this. According to Reuters, epidemiologist Dr. Otim Patrick Ramadan reported that current African cases, current, are divided more evenly among men and women, with most of the transmission occurring among household members after an initial exposure to an infected animal. Then that's the way it's been for decades. So, you know, somebody would say, well, so what's the big deal? What's the difference in a name? That's not the issue I have with this. The issue I have with this is, if this is a different virus, maybe it didn't come from Africa. Maybe it's in a lab. Maybe it was in a lab. And maybe just like with COVID, somebody screwed up. There was some slipshod protocols and it got leaked. Or it's a bioweapon. I don't know. According to Reuters, they say Dr. Ahmed Ogwell Owama, acting director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told a separate media briefing that there was no evidence that transmission among gay men was a specific factor in African outbreaks. They said, we've been collecting data on monkeypox since 1970, and that particular indicator, men having sex with men, has never come up as a significant issue here in Africa. So, you know, did this all start at two raves or two parties in Europe? Now, I mean, when you look at the cases and you look at the number of cases, it's obviously highly predominant in Europe and then now in America. But, you know, that could also be that, well, they're testing it more. They were on it early on. You know, it could also be that, you know, multiple other countries, they're like, okay, I'm not going to talk about it. Like, I don't think there's any in China. Well, is it because they don't want to report it? Is it because they feel there's a stigma attached? And then that is interesting. If China was the epicenter or the ground zero of COVID, I'd really like to know if China, you know, why China is just completely in the clear with this one right now. So I'm just very skeptical. I'm just not completely convinced that we know exactly what the hell is going on. But to me, this is acting differently. You have, and just when you look at the map, you see the historically reported monkeypox, and then you see areas, and you just wonder, is it a different type of virus? And until we figure this out, we're not going to be able to get a grip. And I think there has to be, I think every single lab that has been studying monkeypox needs to, have an audit. I think, I'm not going after the labs, but I just think there's something kooky going on here. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this weekend, some of the questions I got from you guys had to do with why did the Republicans not allow insulin to be capped? You know, how does this Inflation Reduction Act actually reduce inflation? So it's been a little difficult, you know, to get a hold of what actually is getting passed, because it was just passed. And the Senate actually passed it after having a vote-orama. The only time I see O-rama or O-rama is like with a carnival. But apparently they were able to pass it. I think they needed Kamala Harris to break the tie. It was no Republican lawmaker signed onto the bill. Senate Democrats were able to get it by a simple majority through the budget reconciliation process. From what I understand, with the insulin caps and all that, in order for there to be private, I guess, insurance involved, it goes outside the budget reconciliation process. You guys might know a little bit more about, you know, how that all works in terms of what gets covered under that and what isn't. And so when it has to do with getting something passed, if the Republicans feel that the Democrats are going against, let's say, the, you know, if they're playing games, they'll say no. The Republicans, I don't think, have anything against insulin caps or anything like that. And in fact, they did support it for Medicare being capped. But the private insurance issue, I guess, it was ruled out by the Senate parliamentarian, and the cap can only apply to Medicare. And so you guys might know more about that, but I think it was more about the logistics of how the Republicans are trying to or how the Democrats are trying to pass this. Because I don't know any Republican senator that is against capping insulin at the $35 a month price. And trust me, that isn't the most simplest thing, you know, simpler said than done. You start capping prices of drugs, then you really start to, you know, wonder about, you know, how that's going to be, or what the ripple effect will be in terms of the pharmaceutical industry and them coming out with new drugs. And, you know, one of the reasons why we've been doing so well with COVID medications and now monkeypox medications is we have government backing. And government, government funds, buying these. But once it starts getting out there, you know, and being up to insurance and being up to consumers, that's a whole different story. So, pharmaceutical companies right now are very incentivized from the COVID front, from the monkeypox front. But, you know, when it comes to insulin, if it has to be a government drug, then it has to be a government drug. And I get it. You know, diabetics need that. It is life-saving. Without it, it's life-ending. Government has to be involved, and the government has to be involved. But a lot of people don't like that idea of the government being involved. So, you know, what's in the bill? There's how many billions of dollars? They actually say that this bill is going to reduce the deficit and reduce inflation. We were told, according to NPR, that the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said the bill has a negligible effect on inflation in 2022 and 2023, and that we might not necessarily see changes for years. Now, I personally think one of the reasons why we're in this problem is because we kept, you know, appropriating billions and billions of dollars. Okay, we're going to close you down. We're going to shut you down. You're not allowed to work. If you're not allowed to work, no worries, we'll give you money. Okay, you can't work, no worries, we'll give you money. Well, you know, the more we spend, the higher the inflation. So I am just as confused as you all on how this could reduce inflation. But they feel what's going to happen is it's going to, manipulate the market enough such that there'll be less demand. And if there's less demand and more supply, prices will go down. So they're going to invest $300 billion in climate change. This will go into energy and climate reform. The bill does obviously have support from environmental climate activists. The $300 billion is short of the $555 Democrats wanted. $300 billion. It's a lot of money. It takes on transportation, electricity generation. It includes $60 billion for growing renewable energy infrastructure and manufacturing like solar panels and wind turbines. There's also on tax credits for individuals on things like electric vehicles and making homes more energy efficient. I thought a lot of the infrastructure bill had a lot of this, but I guess, yeah. So the bill, they say, is going to lower greenhouse gas emissions by 40% based on 2005 levels by the end of the decade. And listen, look, I want to protect the environment. I get that it's going to cost a lot of money to get people on electric cars. I don't know if I'm really excited about having an electric car one day, but you're going to need an electrical grid. You're going to need a grid that can handle it. We are going to have to be able to power it somehow. So, you know, if this is something that's going to need money, but I thought that's what the infrastructure bill was. So in terms of the cost of prescription drugs, the bill will allow the federal health secretary to negotiate the prices of certain expensive drugs each year for Medicare. This will not impact every prescription. The negotiations will take effect for 10 drugs in 2026 and then 20 drugs in 2029. There are thousands of drugs. They want to cap $35 per month with insulin. Again, because of the parliamentarian rules, budget rules, it wouldn't necessarily work for private insurance, but it will for Medicare. The parliamentarian also ruled that a measure that was in the bill to force drug companies to offer rebates if prescription prices outpace inflation was not totally in line with the rules for budget reconciliation, and it could apply, however, to Medicare patients, but not for private insurers. The bill does put a cap on $2,000 on out-of-pocket prescription drug costs for people on Medicare, effective in 2025. So one thing that really sucks about Medicare is it doesn't cover the medications. And mind you, this is expensive. You know, when I'm a Medicare patient, you know, God willing that I live that long, I am going to want Medicare to cover everything. But when you're not a Medicare patient, you're paying for it. It's a lot of money. And I want those who have for years put money into Medicare get what they need to get out of it. But the problem is nobody really realized that the baby boomer population who now is using Medicare and some traditionalists are healthier and they lived longer. A lot of people thought, well, most people won't live till they're 65, and if they do, it'll be a small number population. No, we're doing a damn good job in healthcare, you know, with staving off the heart attacks, battling cancer. So your average 70-year-old, 80-year-old, 90-year-old, 100-year-old, they're on a lot of medicines, and they need a lot of care. So, we are going to have to increase spending. And I think rightfully so, that's what Medicare is for. But I do worry about us taking in more people, giving them Medicare that hasn't been paying their taxes here and putting their money in and putting their dues. Now, that's what Medicare is for. Medicare is for those people that have been busting their butts for decades, paying taxes, taking it out of their paycheck, so it's there for them. In fact, I almost wish it's like our money had our name on it, because I really worry that they're going to run out of money by the time I'm, you know, need it. And they're like, sorry, you know, you can't get insulin. And I'm going to be like, what the hell? Wait a second. You guys took money out in 1999 and, you know, 1993 and 99, all these years. Where's my insulin? There is also a 3-year extension on health care subsidies in the Affordable Care Act. Yes, that Affordable Care Act is still here. And it will extend the health care subsidies. Government is trying to keep premiums to $10 a month or lower for the vast majority of people covered. Tax reform. Legislation creates a 15% minimum tax, according to NPR, for corporations making $1 billion or more. And then a 1% excise tax. I think it also funds more IRS agents. It's a lot of spending. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.